WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to The Calm Within. If you're anything like me, constantly buzzing with thoughts, deadlines, to-do lists spinning faster than a disco ball, then finding that inner sanctuary can feel like searching for a unicorn in a crowded flea market. Trust me, I get it. We live in a world of constant stimulation, notifications pinging, and the pressure to always be on. But what if I told you there's a superpower within each of us, a way to navigate this chaos and find that precious calm amidst the storm? That's where Stoicism comes in, friends. And today, we're diving deep into creating a safe space for reflection, your personal oasis in the whirlwind. Now, before you picture monks chanting in Himalayan caves, though, those sound pretty chill. Let me tell you, this isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about building tiny pockets of peace throughout your day. Think of it like this. You wouldn't jump into a marathon without stretching, right? Similarly, we need to create space for our minds to breathe before we can truly connect with ourselves. So, what are the key takeaways from today's episode? First up, intentionality. It's about consciously choosing moments to unplug, to silence those notifications, and to simply be present. Ever felt like your brain is on autopilot, just running through a checklist of tasks without truly experiencing anything? Intentionality helps us break free from that mental hamster wheel. Think about it. Even 5 minutes dedicated solely to yourself can make a world of difference. Next, rituals. We're talking about those small, meaningful actions that signal your brain. Time for calm, time for reflection. It could be lighting a candle, taking a mindful walk, sipping a cup of tea, anything that anchors you in the present moment. These rituals become little stepping stones towards that inner sanctuary. Third, honesty with yourself. This is where things get real. Reflection isn't always sunshine and rainbows. It's about acknowledging those shadows, those anxieties, those thoughts that keep buzzing around in your head. But remember, you don't have to solve them all at once. Simply acknowledging their presence can be a powerful first step. Curiosity, my friends, is key. Instead of resisting those uncomfortable feelings, try approaching them with curiosity. Ask yourself, what's causing this? What story am I telling myself? This shift in perspective can often lead to surprising insights and breakthroughs. And finally, compassion. Be kind to yourself throughout the process. Creating a safe space for reflection is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel more grounded than others. That's perfectly normal. Just remember to gently guide yourself back to that oasis whenever you need it. Ever find yourself rushing from one meeting to another, constantly checking your phone, barely stopping to breathe? Picture this. You're standing in a crowded elevator, surrounded by people glued to their screens, the air thick with unspoken tension. Suddenly, you notice a woman across from you. She's sitting calmly, eyes closed, taking deep breaths. She seems completely unfazed by the chaotic energy around her. Maybe it's just me, but that kind of inner peace is seriously inspiring. She's created a safe space for herself amidst all the noise, a quiet haven where she can recharge and refocus. Now, think about your own life. Are there moments when you feel overwhelmed, like everything is happening at once? Perhaps it's before a big presentation, during a stressful commute, or even while scrolling through social media. By consciously creating pockets of reflection throughout your day, you can cultivate that same sense of calm and clarity. Remember, finding peace isn't about eliminating stress altogether. It's about equipping yourself with the tools to navigate it gracefully. Intentionality, rituals, self-honesty, curiosity, and compassion are your secret weapons in this journey. So, take a deep breath, listen to that inner voice, and start building your own safe space for reflection. It's time to unlock the calm within. Until next time, keep seeking that serenity. Share your reflections on social media, use hashtag #TheCalmWithinPodcast, and let's connect.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.